I was talking to a gym owner last week who thought he could save money by selling his business without professional help. Boy, was he in for a surprise. Have you ever wondered what really goes into selling a fitness business?
Actually, that's a fascinating topic. Many gym owners think selling their business is as straightforward as selling a car or house. But the reality is quite different, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, what's really interesting is that most gym owners who try to go solo end up losing both money and time. What's your experience with this?
Well, I've seen it happen time and time again. The biggest issue is that there are so many moving parts in a fitness business sale. You're not just selling equipment and a space, you're dealing with memberships, staff contracts, and complex financial documentation.
Definitely. And I understand pricing is often a major stumbling block.
Exactly. Pricing is probably the number one mistake DIY sellers make. Without proper valuation methods, owners either price too high and scare away buyers, or too low and leave thousands on the table.
That's a great point. We'll come back to that in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Are you thinking about selling your fitness business? We Sell Gyms is your trusted partner in the health and fitness industry. With nationwide expertise and a proven track record, we help gym owners maximize their sale value while ensuring a smooth transition. If you're looking to buy, sell, or lease a fitness-related business, visit us at wesellgyms.com to learn how we can guide you every step of the way.
And we're back. You know, I'm curious about the timeline for selling a gym. What should owners realistically expect?
That's a great question. You know, when done properly with professional guidance, the process typically takes about 3 to 6 months. But here's the thing. That timeline can vary dramatically based on factors like location, financials, and market conditions.
Right. And I imagine trying to handle it alone could stretch that timeline significantly.
Oh, definitely. And here's what many people don't realize. The longer the sale process drags on, the more likely it is to affect the business's performance. I mean, think about it. You're trying to run your gym while simultaneously managing a complex sale process.
Makes sense. You know what I find particularly interesting? The secrecy aspect of selling a gym. You can't exactly put up a for sale sign, right?
No, you definitely can't. And that's actually one of the trickiest parts. Word getting out about a potential sale can be devastating. You could lose members, staff might start looking for other jobs, and suddenly your business value takes a hit.
Right. What about the legal side of things? That seems like another major challenge.
Oh my goodness, yes. The legal complications can be overwhelming. You've got to handle contracts, liability transfers, corporate dissolution procedures. One missing document could leave you legally responsible for issues that pop up long after you've sold.
I've heard horror stories about that. What would you say are the top three things gym owners often overlook?
Well, first is definitely the financial documentation. Buyers need really clean professional records. Second, finding qualified buyers without alarming current members. And third, understanding all the legal requirements for transferring a fitness business.
You know what strikes me? It seems like the money saved by not hiring professional help often ends up costing more in the long run.
Absolutely. The upfront cost of professional guidance usually pays for itself through higher sale prices and avoided mistakes. I mean, we're talking about potentially thousands of dollars difference in the final sale price.
What would you say to someone who's on the fence about getting professional help?
Look, you've spent years building your fitness business, right? Why risk all that hard work by handling a complex sale on your own? Professional brokers understand the specific details of gym sales, from equipment valuations to membership transfers.
Speaking of professional help, where should gym owners start if they're thinking about selling?
I'd recommend researching qualified fitness business brokers in their area and requesting consultations. That way they can understand exactly how professional guidance could help their specific situation.
Well, this has been incredibly insightful. For our listeners who want to learn more about selling their fitness business professionally, where should they go?
They can visit wesellgyms.com for expert guidance on buying, selling, or leasing fitness-related businesses. The team there specializes in exactly these kinds of transactions.
Thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us today. I think you've really opened some eyes about the importance of professional guidance in fitness business sales.
Thanks for having me. And remember, your years of hard work building your fitness business deserve a sale process that maximizes your return and protects your interests.